Good morning on Sunday, the 30th of May, 2021. Our readings for today are from Romans chapter 8, verses 12 to 17, and the Gospel according to St. John chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. And a familiar passage there that I've just stated, which is John chapter 3, because that's a passage that people go to so often in Christendom and Christianity, because we know John 3:16 so well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then, as I said, the passage was John 3:1-17. And verse 17 says, God sent not his Son into the world that he would condemn the world, but that the world through him should be saved. Jesus didn't come to condemn. Jesus didn't come to make it bad for us. Jesus came to save us. And at the beginning of that passage in John chapter 3, Jesus is visited by Nicodemus, a Pharisee, one of the ruling council, who came by night time to ask Jesus questions. And we can only assume that he came by night time because he actually wanted to believe Jesus, but he was afraid. So therefore he came under the cover of darkness. But Nicodemus came and Jesus said to him, you must be born again. And that's the first time that we see that phrase, you must be born again. And we know that in order to be with Jesus forever, we have to be born again. And Nicodemus was confused. He didn't understand what Jesus was saying. You know, am I supposed to get back into my mother's womb? You know, how is this? He didn't understand. And many people, even today, don't fully understand. But the fact of the matter is this, is that if we want to be with God forever, we have to be born again. And I've said this before, every single one of us has been born once. The fact that you're listening to this sermon, the fact that you're breathing, you have been born. Born of a mother and a father. Because that's what's needed. You know, the man's seed is joined, fertilizes the woman's egg, and a child is formed. Man and woman come together to produce babies. And every single one of us has been born once. But Jesus says, you have to be born again. And as I said, Nicodemus came and he didn't understand this. But basically what it is, we've all been born after Adam. Because Adam and Eve were the first two that God created. Well, actually, he created Adam. But then as we read in Genesis, the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. And that's not talking about him being lonely. That's an oh dear. But no, he was alone. He was on his own. And it's not good for man to be on his own. So God put him to sleep and he took a rib out and he made Eve woman. So woman came out of man. But you had Adam and Eve. And we're all born after Adam and Eve. But the problem with that is that Adam and Eve fell. They disobeyed God. They fell. They fell from a spiritual oneness with God whenever they listened to the serpent. And they ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that they were commanded not to eat. And as a result of doing that, they fell. They fell from grace. They fell from that oneness with God. They became spiritually dead. And so every single person who's listening to this either are or were at some time spiritually dead because of your birth. Because you're born after Adam. But Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And what he was talking about is that you've got to be born again of the Spirit. In other words, you've got to be reborn, spiritually born, as in back into that place where Adam and Eve were before they ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You got to be born again. But we're born again in Christ rather than being born again in the original Adam. So we're born again in Christ. And when we're born again in Christ, we're with him forever. We're with him forever. And forever starts now, right now. And that's why I say some of you who are listening to this are either still in your sin, or you're still in that fallen state, or you're born again. You're spiritually alive because you're born again. But do we take that state of being born again and just sit back and live the life as best as we can? Do we try and just muddle through life knowing that we're going to spend eternity with God? And even in the sense the way that I said that, that's what we think. We think of a future event where everything will be wonderful and fantastic. But right now all we've got is a promise of what will become, and we struggle through this life. But you see, that in itself is a lie, what I've said, because that's the wrong attitude. You see, when you become born again, you're born again with Jesus right now. The Holy Spirit of Jesus comes and lives inside you because our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit wherein he dwells. And we become brand new. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is. He is present tense reality. He is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God. And so we are of God right now and for eternity. And so when you realize that, is do you then just sit back and wait, knowing that you are right now with God for eternity, or right now with God and for the rest of eternity? Or do you choose to live according to just survival? Or do you delve into him, read the Bible, learn about who you are in Christ, and realize what he's given you? And obviously, the way I'm saying this, that is what God wants for you, and that's what I believe. Now, this second passage in Romans chapter 8, this second passage from verses 12 to 17, starts off by saying, therefore, brethren, we are debtors. In other words, we owe a debt. We have to pay off a debt, in a sense, but we are debtors. And it says, not to the flesh to live according to the flesh, which is what I was saying, is some people think that because they're now born again, they've got to just mull through this life as best they can. As in, it's like, but we're in this body, so we owe this body to live according to this body. Read that again. Romans 8 verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. All right? But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body. Now that's key. Because you see, of yourself you cannot put to death the deeds of the body. Because, and what does that mean? The things that we struggle with, the things that we tear our hair out over, the things that trouble us, the things that make us sad, the things that we can't control. Maybe people have addictions. They don't realize why they do what they do, but they can't overcome it. And the reason is because in and of yourself, you cannot. But when you're born again, you're not simply in and of yourself. When you're born again, you have the Spirit of God within you. For our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit wherein he dwells. And so as it says there in verse 13, the second part of verse 13 says, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And so the Spirit within you, Jesus within you, because it's the Spirit of Jesus within you, will put to death, or will help you to put to death, the deeds of the flesh. So if you've got an addiction, something that you can't control, pray about it and take it to Jesus, and Jesus by his Holy Spirit will help you conquer that, will help you to overcome that. So, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And then it goes on in verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, These are sons of God. And so the thing is, you're sons of God right now. This is a present day reality. It's not something that you hope to have in the future by being born again, but it's something that you have right now. And that's brilliant. That is really good news. I can live a fulfilled life right now and not just have to wait until I die and go to heaven and be with God to see absolute victory. I can have absolute victory right now because anything that's been causing me pain and trouble, I can put to death by the power of the Holy Spirit within me, because that's what it's talking about in Romans 8. So verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." Verse 15, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear." Right? Okay, you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear because you've lived in fear before you got born again. You were not in control. You were, as I said, you may have had addictions. You may have things come against you. And when you get born again, you're not then back in a spirit of a bondage to fear. You're not, Jesus doesn't leave you there. Jesus doesn't just say, right, you're born again now. Right, great, all the best. No, Jesus comes and lives inside you by his Holy Spirit. Now remember, as I say that, by his Holy Spirit, that you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three persons, three faces, if you like, one God. They're all a representation of who God is. So Jesus comes to live inside us by his Holy Spirit. "For you did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption." So that's how it goes on. "But you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba, Father." Jesus said to the disciples, when you pray, say this, "Our Father." Remember, he didn't say that you prayed to a great and almighty God away up there. He says, no, you pray to a personal heavenly Father who's in you. Remember, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Our Father, my Daddy, Abba. Abba is a Hebrew word. A Hebrew word for Father. Abba, Father. Close, personal, intimate relationship with God. Abba, Father. Verse 16, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." Remember, I quoted 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. Because the new spirit that is within you is the Holy Spirit. So as it says there, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, witnesses with our spirit, the Spirit inside us, that we are sons of God. That we are the children of God. Verse 16, "The Spirit himself," talking about the Holy Spirit, "bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." And then it goes on, "And if children then, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." Now let me stop there and think about that. We are heirs, joint heirs with Christ. An heir is somebody who receives something from somebody who's died. We hear about heirs whenever there's a will. Because somebody dies and they leave everything to those who will inherit it, those who are heirs. And we are heirs, co-heirs, joint heirs with Christ. Everything that Jesus has is ours. Because we're born again. So what are you going to do? Are you going to live according to the flesh? Are you going to live according to how you lived before you got born again? Or are you going to realize that by being born again, you're identical to Jesus? Everything that he has, you have. And so therefore you can live in that power. Now obviously you've got to work out and find out what that is. And you find out what that is in the Bible. Because if you like, the Bible is the handbook of how you live life. Just in the same way as if you drive a car, there's a handbook that tells you the rules and the regulations and the laws of what's required when you drive a car. And so if you want to know what the speed limit is and what the signs are, you go to the handbook and the handbook will tell you. If you're not sure whether you drive on the left-hand side of the road or the right-hand side of the road, you go to the handbook and it'll tell you. And there's different handbooks for different countries. Now, this is where the analogy disappears. Because obviously if you live in the United Kingdom, where I live, you drive on the left-hand side. But if you live in America, you'll drive on the right-hand side. Different rules, fair enough. But you go by the handbook because the handbook tells you what to do. But praise be to God, there's only one handbook for the Christian life, and that's the Bible. And when we go to the Bible tells us what and how we should live. But here's the wonderful thing. In the analogy where I used about driving a car and going by the handbook, if you break those laws, you will be punished. But you know what? God is gracious. And God loves you so much. So you see, whenever you break his laws, he still loves you. And he'll continue to love you. And he'll continue to pour blessings upon you. Why? Because you're born again. Because you're identifying yourself with Jesus. Because you are trusting in his son Jesus for eternal life. See, John 17 and verse 3, Jesus is praying to the Father, and this is what he says. He says, and this is eternal life, that they, talking about us, may know you, talking to the Father, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. John 17, 3, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. That's what eternal life is about. And God loves you whenever you accept Jesus. Because you get to call him Abba, Father. Because he's your daddy. So the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Now, we don't like that last bit, but think about it. We're born again because we're trusting in Jesus. We're born again. We have the Spirit of Jesus living inside us. And we're co-heirs with Christ. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. Or as it says, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. What happened to Jesus while he lived here? People persecuted him because they didn't understand him. They didn't like what he was saying because he disrupted all their rules and regulations. The rules and regulations that had actually been given by God. But they had incorporated them into their rules, their laws. You'll do it my way, our way. And they perverted what God wanted. But because Jesus, the Messiah, came along and he actually fulfilled those same laws, they hated him for it. And when you bear the name of Jesus, you'll come across people who'll hate you too because of who is within you. And that may be difficult for some to think of and some to bear, but when you consider that what we gain for eternity with God forever, for eternity with God right now, to know the Lord Jesus Christ personally as your friend, to know Father God, to talk to him not as a distance but just Daddy, to know the Holy Spirit who guides you and leads you into all truth, all of those things far outweigh any persecution that people will send against you in this life. Because when they persecute you, you're not just being persecuted on your own. You have him in you, Almighty God. So what can man do to us? Now, I mentioned it because it's there in the Bible and you have to think about it. But hopefully whenever you compare being in Christ and Christ in you, it's not difficult to decide. So Nicodemus came to Jesus and he said, and Jesus told him, you must be born again. Don't just be of natural birth and born of Adam, but be born of God and born of Jesus. Born again, spiritual birth. And because it's spiritual birth, you will have the Holy Spirit within you to help you, to guide you, to strengthen you, to help you defeat the addictions and the problems that you're already facing in this life. Because you don't have to come under them. You're under a new authority, and his name is Jesus. But the authority that he is not with a big whip ready to hit you if you do things wrong. Actually, he'll just pick you up and love you all the more when you get things wrong. Because he loves you. Because he loves you. So as Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And hopefully those who are listening to me are born again. But don't just sit there being born again and waiting until that day. And what a wonderful day that will be when my Saviour I see. But realise you have him with you right now. Realise that the power of God, the Holy Spirit, is within you right now. That very same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in you right now. Everything that Jesus was and is yours right now. He's victorious. That means you're victorious. He's an overcomer. That means you're an overcomer. Everything that he has is yours right now in Jesus' name. And so take that and believe that and live a victorious life in and through Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord. Trust Jesus. Be born again. Be transformed. Be new. Be alive. In Jesus' name. Amen.